welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're gonna be making these caterpillar blankets that have kebab in it. So if you wanna just show them, this is what I had made, and I've got a lot of comments and emails stating that everybody wants to know how I made this. So what we're gonna need first is we're gonna go ahead and bind the dough for this. And what we're gonna need is 2 cups of all-purpose flour. I have a teaspoon of yeast, 2 tablespoons of sugar, a teaspoon of sugar, 2 tablespoons of water, I'm sorry, and a teaspoon of sugar, pinch of salt, warm milk to bind the dough, 1 egg, and 2 tablespoons of ghee. So first what you want to do is you just want to take the water, put it into the yeast and the sugar. And you just want to mix this, and you just want to leave it alone for a little while so you can just start fermenting. It'll just be easier for it to rise. So we're going to keep that aside. Now I'm going to go ahead and put my bowl in, just like so. And then what I'm going to do is I'm just going to add about 2 tablespoons of ghee, and I will be doing a video on how to make ghee. Very, very simple. Okay, we're gonna add a pinch of salt in here. One egg. And I don't know if you can see, but it's already started fermenting, so I'm just going to go ahead and throw it in there. All right, so we have all our ingredients in there. We're gonna start slowly. And we're gonna start adding the milk in there. So basically we have a really good dough here, and I used about 3/4 of a cup of warm milk. And now I'm just going to take the hook out, and I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to let it rise really nice. Once it has puffed, we're going to come back, and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to wrap them around these kebabs. And if you want the recipe for this kebab, watch the video on how to make the kebabs. So we'll come back after the dough has risen. So here I have my bread, my dough, and it took about 20-25 minutes for it to rise. So here we go. So that's our dough. And then what we're gonna need is, I have some flour here. We'll see if we need it or not, just in case, just to prevent the sticking. And then I have about 6 kebabs. Now, if you want to know how I made these kebabs, I have a video uploaded on how to make kebabs. Make sure you watch that. So I have 6 kebabs here, and we're gonna make 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep, 6. So we're gonna have 12 caterpillar blankets. You're also gonna need some peppercorn, the whole peppercorns. And then we have some, an egg here, which I've beaten really well. And I did forget to grab some salt. We're just gonna season it just a little bit. And this is just gonna be for brushing it with the flour, the dough with it, so it gives it a good seasoning. I have my oven on to 400 degrees, and we're gonna be sticking them in the oven to bake. So when I have these kebabs, what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna cut it right in the middle, like so. And you want to do these for all the kebabs. You want to have some kebabs that are not soggy and not soft, because when you're cutting them, they're gonna break. And if you have them really soft, I might put them in the refrigerator a little bit, or maybe wait a day so they don't break. Then we're just gonna clean up our board here. So okay, all right. So we're gonna take the dough, and it's really nice and soft. Really nice and soft. So I'm gonna need just some to prevent it from sticking. And what you want to do is you want to roll this just like a long worm. Make sure you get the middle part, because that's what stays the thickest. Okay? All right. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take the kebab. You're going to put it down. And then we're going to start. Make sure that the bottom piece is on the bottom. And then you're just going to start doing this, just twirling it around. Come back and then cut the rest of it off and make sure that it's on the bottom, just like so. And then what we're gonna do is we're gonna take peppercorns and just put that right in there. Now look at how cute these look. They are great for lunches. I'm just gonna put it on my parchment paper, and then I'm gonna roll this one out again. These are a great, great thing to do with kids. You know, they love putting the eyes on. So again, we're just gonna start. We'll just wrap the bottom on the bottom. I mean the ends on the bottom. And these freeze really well. So I like make a whole bunch and then last me at least 3-4 weeks before I make another batch. You kind of want to, the piece, the end that is covered up more, and the end, this end you want to keep for the behind, and for the face, you want to make sure that the peppercorns show. Okay. All right, so I'm done with our little caterpillar blankets. And now I'm just gonna take a brush and give them a good coating so they get really nice and shiny in the oven. The oven has already preheated at 400. We're gonna leave it in there for about 15 to 20 minutes. So my cute caterpillars came out of the oven and they look absolutely gorgeous. I mean, they just look so cute. And the dough is my best recipe. It is such a versatile dough. Anything that you make with it turns out really nice and soft. So, and the on the bottom, I have kebabs on the bottom. So if you want, like I said, if you want that recipe, it's up there on my one of my videos. So there you have it. Beautiful, beautiful little caterpillars. I guess I have to do a taste test, but kills me to cut into it because they're so cute. But here we go. The bread is just so, so, so good. It's really warm, so that's why I'm just gonna cut right there. Ooh. See, the bread is so nice and soft, really nice and soft. They're fantastic. Fantastic. Amazing. The dough is so soft. And then the kebabs are excellent. They're tasty. All the seasonings are coming through. The garam masala is coming through. You have to give this a try. If you like this recipe, you like this video, give me a thumbs up. Comment on my page. Let me know what else you want to see. If you have a recipe that you make something that turns out really good, email me at rehanascuisines@gmail.com. And you can also join me on Facebook under Rehana's Cuisines. So this basically concludes our video on caterpillar kebabs. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.